can do that. It'll be fine. Okay, do what you got to do, and I'll go until I hear music in my ear again. Well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Call in number here is 516-595-8258. I'm Tracy Winbush. I'm in studio home alone. And so I need you to call me, be in studio with me so we can have conversations about what's going on here in the Mahoning Valley and abroad. I'm here in downtown, beautiful downtown Youngstown in the Chase Bank building owned by the Frangos Group. And I am looking out over the Doubletree Hotel. And it is a beautiful day. The sun is shining. I'm so glad that spring is here. But I'm going to tell you guys a secret that no one has told anyone, that no one is paying attention to, and that if you don't start paying attention to it, you're going to feel the effects of it. Did you guys know that today is Election Day here in the state of Ohio? Today, you are supposed to be going to vote. And you hear people talking about voting, and they act like it's a special election, but today is the primary. Now, let me explain something to you about the Mahoning Valley and what happens when there is a primary. Because we don't have a very, very strong two-party system, when I say that, we don't have Republicans and Democrats. It is not a strong two-party system. So in the primary, usually whoever wins the primary usually wins the election and is your councilman or your mayor or whatever that they are running for. And if you are not paying attention to it, those people who are paying attention to it are controlling your quality, your basic needs, and what really concerns you instantaneously. In government, so that you know what happens is we tend to pay attention to President Trump. We tend to pay attention to Congressman Ryan. We tend to pay attention to Senator Portman and Senator Brown. But we forget to pay attention to the mayor, city council, and school board. You have to understand all politics when it comes to your governance is local. And if you are not paying attention to what goes on in your house, no matter what happens in your neighborhood, if you don't take care of your house, you lose. And in society today, we have taught people to take care of the neighborhood, take care of the community, take care of the nation, focus on things that you have no control over so that other people can control the things that you should have control over, like your local government, your city councilman, your precinct committee people, your state central committee people. And you don't necessarily even know what they do. Because no one talks to you about anything. And if they don't have any money, which most council people who are running for office do not, you are just stuck with either name ID, something that someone told you, or you just check out and don't vote at all. And what's happening today is we are ignorant because no one is telling us what's going on in our own house, in our own community, in our own neighborhood. And we are so oblivious that the world that is around us that we impact every day, what comes from City Hall and what comes from your county building and what comes from your school board, you are no longer in control of because you've given it over to politicians. And those people are doing and making decisions that are affecting you every moment of the day. And I say that because you have a street in front of you. You're paying taxes. Today there is a tax on the ballot that's countywide. And people who work for the county don't even know that there is an issue on the ballot that is going to affect them no matter what. It's called the judicial tax. It's a renewal. It only goes to the prosecutor's office and to the sheriff's office and the jail. But you got to understand. If you don't know that, you won't pay attention. If you live in the city of Youngstown, your city government, your legislature, the people who control what's going on in your everyday life, they are actually being voted on today. Yeah, last evening I was at the Board of Elections, and I'm really, really surprised about how many people actually decided to run as independents across the city. I'm just saying. And no one's paying attention. And just because you don't answer it doesn't mean it will not go away. It doesn't do that. As they tell me, you can hide your head in the sand all you want, but just because you hide your head in the sand does not make the situation disappear. And our problem today is we're trying to make things disappear because we're not dealing with them face on or head on as we should. And we're going to need to start doing that. We're going to have to stand up and take on the issues head on if we're going to be successful, especially here in the Mahoning Valley. We're going to have to take leadership. We're going to have to do things that we've never done before. We're going to have to come out of our houses and demand that we be represented, demand that we get ahead, and demand what we want. We're going to have to start doing that because people are, how do I say this? People are leading us astray. I was talking to my engineer this morning. I was asking him about direction. And he says, you know, Tracy, come out and just say some stuff. And I'm like, you know, I want to say, you know, people are not getting it. The church is not leading. The pastors are not doing that which they should. The people who call themselves Christians, nobody has salt and nor light. And we wonder why it's dark and everybody's thirsty. It's because we're not giving them any reason to be thirsty. There's nothing palatable within us. And the reason why that is because we're substandard when it comes to what we say we believe and what we do. And the problem that I have is where we went to church yesterday, did you hear anyone tell you at the church service, but don't forget to vote tomorrow? See, there's no voter suppression. Right now, we are at record lows in Mahoning County when it comes to people coming out to vote. That is not a good thing. When I say right now, here we are at Election Day. We have, from my understanding, less than 4,000 ballots cast countywide out of 150-some thousand people who are eligible to vote. That's not a good sign. That is not a good sign. Where are the people standing on the wall saying, listen, get engaged, listen, get prepared, listen, know who you're voting for, go and vote, know what you're voting on, and get involved in the process? Where are the people, where are your county commissioners? Where are the people who this is going to affect? Why is it you haven't heard anything about it? Why is everybody standing on the sidelines being so absent-minded about it? Why is the city of Youngstown not making any difference? You have a judge that is on the ballot. You've seen some commercials. But you're not paying attention. I'm just stating. Your muni court judge is a very, very, very important position. But you have to pay attention. And we have been dulled down, numbed. And I was doing Toastmasters yesterday, and the word was insipid, which means dull, non-stimulating. We have been very, very insipid in our approach when it comes to our governance, as do the process. And let me say this. I am a conspiracy theorist. But what I am finding out, and I believe this to be very, very true, they are, the society at large is making people very, very, very skeptical about the election process so that you do not participate in it. See, anything that you are weary of, anything that you are unsure of, anything you're not certain of, anything you are knowledgeable of, you tend to shy away from. It just is what it is. We are not more readily to jump into something that we are unsure of. And the more that we hear about 2016 elections and hacking, the more that we hear about other things, the more and more we are we are inclined to not participate. And right now, you see that happening. And let me say this to those people who are listening to me in the suburbs who are not living in the city. You think this will not happen to your area, but you see what's happening as you see things broadening out. Boardman used to be a very, very thriving city or township. And right now, when you look at the Southern Park Mall, you have two of your anchor stores, and both of them are vacant, and I don't see anybody running down there to go and lease them from Simon Properties. There's a job, there is a company that I saw on the news last night, and it's really, really funny. I accidentally met one of the managers in the square yesterday while he was out walking. He was visiting here from Texas. And while I was talking with him about the business that he represents and that they were going to be expanding, and we saw it on the news, and they're going to be building a 75,000 square foot facility over in Brookfield, and it's going to be moving from Boardman. Well, nothing personal. Mahoning County, Boardman, Trumbull County. I'm from Trumbull County. But when you move things from Mahoning County to Trumbull County, it affects Mahoning County bottom line. And we need to make sure that we are not just moving dollars and moving businesses regionally from one county to another, but we're bringing them in from out of state. That's how you build. That comes from city infrastructure. That comes from county leadership. We don't need to move businesses from Mahoning County to Trumbull County to Mahoning County to Trumbull County, from Trumbull County to Mahoning County. We need to move businesses from outside of the state of Ohio, outside of the Mahoning Valley, into the Mahoning Valley so that we can grow. And the only way we do that is with strong leadership. My number here is 516-595-8258. Good afternoon. It is Election Day here. We're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. If you're looking for replacement windows, you're looking to do your house improvements, call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. We'll be right back. Whose idea is that? Got it. Who else could it be? They have to be. That's just wacky. People are losing their mind. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. It is 23 minutes after the hour, and we're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. And today's Election Day in the state of Ohio, and no one's paying attention. This is what happens when there's no money in it. This is what happens when there's no lobbying in it. There's no big business in it. You see that no one is saying anything about anything, and that shows you just how much money moves you. Because if there was something that was really interesting on here, people with money would be putting things behind it, and you would know that today is election. But because you're looking at muni and you're looking for city council, you're looking at your muni judge, no one's paying attention. You might have some issues on there no one wants anyone to know about, and so we just won't tell you, and maybe you'll just sleep it off, you won't go, and everything is cool. You got to understand that Last night, I was also talking with some friends of mine while I was at Toastmasters, and the conversation during our discussion moment was about Saudi Arabia and them getting nuclear energy and them expanding on their nuclear power and what where America should be. And they during the discussion, I brought this up, and I want to talk about it here. America is the protector of the world, but America is not the moral police of the world. And I say that because we are very, very disingenuous. You know, President Obama and Hillary Clinton went around and told people that unless you took on a LGBTQ tolerance, they would restrict their foreign aid, American foreign aid from those countries. And there are a couple African countries told them, we'll kick rock, keep it moving, and now we're not doing it. But we don't realize that Saudi Arabia is now beheading people because of their open sexual proclivities. That's the way I'll put it. And we are not paying attention here in America because, and I say this with the utmost respect to anyone who is LGBTQABC. I am not here to judge you because God did not give me dominion over man, and I don't know your story. I don't know why things are the way they are in your life. I don't know why you've made the choices that you've made, and I don't know why you do and act the way you do. But I do know that when God created man and woman, he made them perfect. He made them good. He made them in the order in which they were supposed to be. And he made man and he made woman. And that is the order of God. And that's how that is the perfect way of God. Anything outside of that, outside of a husband and a wife, anything outside of the husband, wife, and children, anything outside of the nucleus of the order in which God made is sin. It is not right. It is out of the order of God, and it came because of the fall of man. And those of us who say that we are Christian, I need to be compassionate on people in what they do and how they do what they do. And I don't need to judge you, but I need to be able to tell you that what you're doing is not right, even if you do it or even if we do it together. I may have a drug problem that you may not know about, and I may have a problem that I cannot deal with, but that does not mean that I am supposed to tell you that my drug problem is okay because somebody said it's all right. Because we know anything that takes away from you, that enhances you, that alters you, is not of God. That's why, even at our best, we're as filthy rags. So having people who are preachers, having people who are in leadership, and having these types of alternative sexual lifestyles, and them living inside of the lifestyle in which they say is not good leadership. Because I can't tell you until I'm delivered from it how to get out of it. Hey, good morning, 881. How are you?
Good morning, Casey.
How you doing, darling?
I'm doing all right. I was prompted to call you because of your comments about the local politics.
Okay.
Now, I'm not the spokesman for the black people. But
you can be the spokesman today.
we're disingenuous about local politics because of the corruption and it's going to happen either way, so it makes no difference. My vote doesn't count.
But now, let me say this to you. That is not true.
I understand it. I'm just saying how
now,
it
when
is.
When you say the local corruption, are you talking about the election process, or are you talking about the people that get in?
Right. Give you two examples. One, you know, Tim Ryan was so confident that he was going to win. He didn't even campaign. He didn't put out no signs or nothing.
He didn't have to.
And he won.
He didn't have to. So don't get me wrong. Why would I spend money on something that I don't have to spend money on when I know what you're going to do when you do it? That's just stupid. He ain't dumb.
Exactly. No, I'm just telling you what I see. Because I live on Oak Hill, and Oak Hill is like a campaign cemetery. And I just noticed he didn't put out no signs. The other one is Dave Beaches. Do you know, it's just common knowledge. If Dave Beaches don't give you the okay to run, ain't no need of you running.
That's not true.
I'm telling you what people think.
I know what they think, but I mean, you know, Dave just stepped down. Dave just resigned.
I tell you what, if that's not true, then if I gave you two resumes for the local sheriff and you read them with no name, I already know which one you're going to pick.
But listen, but you got to understand again, Jimmy Hughes, when he ran for sheriff, see, I'll call it out.
You didn't. You knew what I was talking about.
But listen, Jimmy Hughes' resume is spectacular. You can't get a better resume. But until you understand how to run a race, you can't win.
Exactly.
Remember, that's why they call it political science. Science means there is a practice that has to go with the procedure of what you're doing. And for some reason, we want to jump into it and not look at the science of it.
But looking at his resume, he was still running for sheriff.
but Jimmy's running for council, and Jimmy's going to make great councilman.
No, I was thinking when he was running for sheriff. No way he could have lost.
But again, it's not about your resume. And as a matter of fact, your resume doesn't say that you're going to be a good leader, because if you're not respected and if you don't know the game that you're in totality. Because it's a people game just as much as it is an academic and or a knowledge and experience game.
Right.
People got to like you.
I'm shocked at the number you put out. I voted absentee.
4,000.
Yeah, I was shocked at the number you said.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's sad. I was just trying to answer your question.
I'm glad you called me.
In a clumsy way.
But my question is, I want to know why no one is screaming about city council meetings. You have to understand, New Bethel and Mount, and they can just hate me. New Bethel and Union Baptist, both of them had, you know, a political forum.
Right.
Now they have yet to ask me to be on the panel, it is what it is. They have yet to ask me to be on the panel. But they have yet to advertise their findings when they should be making recommendations for people of who should be in office.
Can I give you one more answer?
Sure.
You know what I heard last night?
What's that?
That we on the presidential level.
All right.
Presidential candidate Joe Biden said that Margaret Thatcher was still worried about President Trump being a good leader. Margaret Thatcher been dead for, what, a year?
She's been dead a minute. I think it's been more than a year, though.
How could you speak for a dead person?
Because, you know, dead people talk.
Am I missing something?
No, you know what? You want me to tell you what's wrong? Let me hear and understand this. Campaigning is hard for young people.
Okay.
Let's be real about this. I am 54 years old, I run across this state like I'm 24 years old, and I'm getting tired and old. When you're 70-some years old and you're running across the nation, I don't care if you're on a plane, train, automobile, or they're carrying you around on a pillow, it is tiring work, especially when you have to meet so many people, deal with so many things and so many issues, and always be on your game. You can't even have meat in your teeth after you had a nasty burger.
Right, and you got to remember the lie you told, but go ahead.
Again, the lie I told and the lie I'm getting ready to tell. And as a politician, and don't get me wrong, I've not had the opportunity. I've not had to lie. And everybody thinks all politicians lie. They don't lie. Now, a lot of times they misspeak. And when I say misspeak, they give out promises of something. of doing some things that have nothing to do with their job description because they haven't done their due diligence, but that's what people want to hear.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
they tell people what people want to hear, but they don't intentionally lie. A lot of them. Now, don't get me wrong, you got some scum.
Yeah.
But most people that are running for office, especially when they're running new, they're running with good intentions, and they're trying to do the right thing. The problem is they don't know the system in which they get in, and they've got to be careful what they get in because the system in which you're getting in is highly convoluted with a lot of corruption.
Right, exactly. Well, that was
so
my
it's like going to the NBA. And you used to play street ball, and you found that they got a playbook. I got to take a break real quick. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. So what you doing now?
Well,
I can
me?
Talk. I'm off the air. Yeah. What you doing now? What you up to? You're out of school.
No, I'm getting ready to get an operation.
What kind?
Implants.
You know, I'm afraid to ask.
Dental.
I don't trust you.
Dental implants, yeah. That's what I'm going to get.
What kind of implant?
Dental.
Oh, you're going to have new teeth.
Yeah.
You're going to have a whole new grill. Now, you're going to get a gold grill?
No.
Oh, so you're messing up. You got to get. See, I was looking down the street the other day. They got gold grills on sale.
I don't go to that store.
You don't. Come on now. We got to get the grill. I'm trying to get a grill. I need a temporary one so I could like go pick up my mama with a new grill with some dreadlocks. What?
I got one question before I go.
What's that?
I didn't see your name on the. When they sent me my absentee ballot,
my name's on the back. It's a little X on the back.
I didn't see it on there for Board of Education.
Oh, I'm not running. I'm not allowed to run as a board member. I'm not allowed to run for office.
I'm gonna keep hearing you about the board of school board.
I've been on the school board. I'm not going back there. The Bible says you should not return to your vomit.
Shall well and they'll return. That's what it says.
Do not return thereof. No, I've already done that. If I run for anything, it'll be different than school board. I'm not a legislator.
I'd do it.
And I don't plan on running, but if I do run, it won't be for school board. It won't be for school board or president of council or city council. It will not be any of those.
We need you. We need you on school board.
Pray for me.
No, I quit.
I don't like running. I don't like running for office.
Have a good one, baby.
Hey, you too. I love you.
Bye.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. You guys are really, really sick. I am in studio home alone, and it's on WHKZ AM 1440, which is terrestrial. But we're also on Facebook Live. I'm on Twitter Live, and I am also inside the studio, and I want you to call me because we're on Blog Talk Live. And the number here is 516-595-8258. I'm trying to change the world, and I'm nutty as a fruitcake. And no, David Hood, we're not running for mayor. I am just trying to change. I just want people to have a better quality of life, and we deserve it. And people need to take ownership of what they have. And we are not embracing what God has given us. You have to take responsibility for what you've been given. if you don't take responsibility for what you've been given, it will soon go away. So let's take, you know, nature as a case in point. Think about this. When we were growing up, there were blackberries and strawberries all over when you would go down a weeded field. And over the years, and we would have cherry trees and peach trees and grapes growing, all types of fruit would be growing on the trees here locally. And because people quit picking the fruit, they quit cultivating the trees. They didn't prune them. They stopped pulling the berries. Each year, you got less and less yield. And now it's very, very uncommon for you to find a berry on the side of the road, wild berries and wild strawberries, unless it is now inside of a garden somewhere or someone has planted it. But just having wild berries going down the street where you could pull over and just pull them, we stopped pulling them over because we started doing the AOC and going to the grocery store and buying them, and so now we don't have them. Well, the same thing is true with what God has given us here as Americans. It is important that America become exceptional and stay exceptional. The world depends on us to be exceptional and to be strong. The world does well when America is strong. The problem is America is divided. And a house divided cannot stand. And let me say this. The reason why we are divided is because we are taking on, moral perversions that we should not be buying into. And when I say this, we need to stand up for righteousness because it will exalt a nation. Not being judgmental of people. And not condemning people, because there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. But we also need to tell you what's right and what's wrong. When people start living a certain way, we should have a standard. Not that we judge them of how they live, but to say how you're living is incorrect. There's a better way to live. We, right now, we condone and we move our children in with one another. And we tell them that shacking is all right before they get married because they can save money. We should not be teaching that. Now, I'm going to love you. I'm going to treat you and your partner or whoever you're with right. I'm going to hug on them. I'm going to love on them. I'm going to be there for them. But I'm still not going to condone bad behavior. If I go out and do something wrong, I need to know that what I'm doing is not right, even if I do it. I need to repent for what I've done. But you can't do that if what you think is what you're doing is okay. And we see a lot of this, and we see this in our clergy now. How do you compromise the word of God in which you know for the popularity of man? I have an organization called Inclusion Politics, and the organization is there so that I can be free. And freedom means being able to tell you, I love you all to pieces. How you are is your choice. And I don't mean to disagree with your choices, but that doesn't mean that I do not love you, and I do not respect you, and I do not embrace you, and I do not pray for you, and I do not want you around, because I know I am not always right, and I still got my own issues. And just because you can't see an issue doesn't mean I don't have an issue. And we need to come off of our pedestals as preachers and people who are in leadership acting like everything we do is right, because it's not. We are all flawed. We are all jacked up, messed up. The only reason why I'm doing what I do is because God has given me a responsibility and his grace. It's not because I'm better than you. It's not because I'm gooder. If that's a word. I'm not gooder than anyone else. As a matter of fact, if you look at David, I might be worse than all y'all. Because if you look at the Bible, all them guys were flawed. They were all messed up. You know, they would murder. They would do a whole lot of stuff. We all messed up. But just because I'm all messed up does not mean I don't know right from wrong. And what I have found out, and I have to talk to God about this, when he created man, he gave man free will so you can choose every day who you're going to serve. So since you get to choose who you're going to serve, I choose God every day. I choose to be covered by the blood every day because the judgment of God is real. and he covers us. But with that, I need to know that I'm no better and I'm no gooder. As a matter of fact, I'm really messed up, as all of us are. And the problem that we have today as a society is that we act as though we have everything all under control, and the truth be told, we really, really don't. A lot of us are in situations that we don't know how to get out of it, and as a matter of fact, don't know how I got in it. All I know is it's here, and we flaw, and we hide, and we mask, and we don't tell, and more we hide, don't mask, and don't tell, the worse off we are. And then you wonder why people won't run for public office. Our biggest, our brightest, and our best people are sitting in the sidelines because they don't want you to know that they're flawed. And we need to quit being so hard on people. They're just like you. And let me say this, and I mean this with no disrespect. We all pee and poop, and all it's all bad. It's all the same. Everybody. Everybody. And some people smell worse than others. But we all are the same. We all bleed red. No matter what wealth, no matter what health, no matter what size, no matter what race, no matter what color, we're all the same. But we're going to have to get a nation that's one nation under God again if we want America to be strong. If we don't put aside our differences and quit trying to take dominion over man and let man choose his course. You know, I tell people, the Bible says you're supposed to seek out your own salvation with fear and trembling, which means it's a journey. It's a seek. You don't know where you're going. It's a process. But you got to trust the God in which we have the process in. But we've got to stand for what he says is right. And in this last day, where I believe we are, I believe we are in a last day. I believe that we are in tribulation. We're in this time that we are in. It is time that the church rise and stand for righteousness, stand for that which is right, stand for what we know, and do it. We have to. It's the only way that we're going to thrive. It's the only way that we're going to come out of what we're in. It's the only way that we're going to make it. America, if we continue on this amoral trajectory that we are on this inclusion of no matter what you do, it's okay. If we continue there, if you think that Mahoning Valley and the Mahoning County, who has only 4,000 people voting early today, if you think this is good, then you ain't seen nothing yet. The only way that we're going to become strong is when we become united again, when we stand up for what a standard. America had standards at one time. At one time, it was you had something if it was made in the United States of America, if it was made by Americans. Right now, we no longer have any pride. We don't have pride in America. We don't have pride in the belief system that we have in God. We're not proud to be a Christian nation. We're not proud of anything. And you cannot blame that on the 2016 election. You have to blame that on the American public itself. We have not done this. We are not doing this. And it's our fault. If you look at your children, and if you don't like what you see, don't blame anybody else but yourself. And I'm talking about not just your children that you actually sired or bore. I'm talking about children who are your next door neighbors, who are in your school buildings, who's in your community. I am my brother's keeper. And it is my responsibility. I look around at when we were being raised, there were people that were in our neighborhood that had influence on our lives. that never knew that they were influencing us because of the admiration and or the disgust that we had with those adults. Right now, the question that I have is, are we setting a good example for the next generation? When I look at how we dress today as adults, and I'm not talking about the 30 years old, I'm talking about those of us who are in our 40s and 50s. When I look at the pride that we put into ourselves today, it's sad. Our young men, we have men who are in their 40s still busting a sag and still think they look good. We have men in their 30s and 40s who do not own a suit and don't put one on. I don't think we understand what that does. And let me say this to those of us who own businesses. We need to get into employee development. You can't tell me that you care about your employees if you are not developing them to become better. Even if they are in your labor pool and they're working out in the plant, it is our obligation to sow good seeds into people so that they can grow. So if you own a business, you need to sow into your employees. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about employee and employer relationships and the kingdom of God and who we say we are. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ. We're brought to you by Window World. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I was talking, today is Election Day, and you probably don't know that, but if you're in the city of Youngstown, you have your city council races, you have your judge, your municipal judge race, and if you're a county one, you have a what they call a judicial renewal, which the money goes directly to your jail, your sheriff department, your safety services. And I'm going to talk about several things, and I'm probably going to get into a whole lot of trouble pretty soon coming up with a lot of people about a lot of stuff. So just hold on to your horses, and I'll do that as we go forward. But I want to talk about what we're doing with our economy and in that economic development and jobs and collective bargaining. In the city of Youngstown, I have found out that our entry level for our police officers is only $15 an hour. And after 4 years, I have a young lady who now makes $15.40 an hour. Let me say this. I don't know what collective bargaining agreement took that to the patrolman. I don't know who negotiated on city council and who was on city council when this happened. I don't know how this happened, but I will say this. We need to say we're sorry to our law enforcement officers. There are guys that go out that drive around in a car who don't have any bullets flying over their head, and on a holiday they can make $1,000 in a day. And we have young people who are coming out of the fire academy. I'm sorry, the police academy, chasing bullets, getting the bad side of the community to keep them civil. And we ask them to go out there for $15 an hour. That's not right. And this is something that I have learned over the years. I am all for collective bargaining agreements if you're going to represent the people. But this right here shows you that whomever was representing the people, the city council people who voted for it, the collective bargaining people who presented it, did not have the patrolmen, nor the city of Youngstown, nor the people who are the residents of the city of Youngstown in their view. This is what you call bad leadership. This is what you call bad leadership. We need to be cognizant of who represents us and who says they represent us and what they do. You can make $15 an hour at Walmart. Law enforcement is a profession, and it is a skilled profession. It is a profession that you have to have a right temperance. Joe Bag of Donuts, you don't want scum of the earth being your patrolman on your streets. You want people who are going to take pride in the job and in what they do. And let me say this to the church. Pay your people. Those of us, we say that we believe in God. We say that we trust in a God. But when it comes down to paying people and to do a job and to treating them right, then we have alligator arms and we treat them like the world treats people. And that's not right. Those of us who are in management, those of us who are business owners, those of us who are in leadership that call themselves Christian need to show themselves to be Christian and should have just as much faith in the God that we say we serve as do the people in what we preach. And letting that say $15 an hour when you know that you can't make a living on that is not right. If we're going to represent the kingdom of God, then I believe that we ought to be a kingdom giving as employers. Our businesses should represent the kingdom of God. They should represent somewhere where people should covet and want to work. We want to work for her. We want to work for them. We want to work for this company. We want to work there. Why? Because they treat their people right. They treat their people with dignity. They care about the people that work for them. They have a unit that is somewhere to go to. You just don't treat people any kind of way and then say, we're a Christian company. We ought to have systems in place. And we should not be tolerating entry level where you know that those people cannot make a living and it's not right. First responders are first responders, and we need to take care of them. We need to make sure we put people first. We put God ahead of everyone, and then you put your people first. Treat people right and with respect. Give honor to whom honor is due. Pay a man worthy of his hire. Do the right thing. Make sure you have decent benefits. Make sure that you're not rolling around in a brand new car every 2 years and all your bills are paid and all that and not taking care of the people who make you look good. I'm just saying. And maybe it's not a popular thing, but it's the right thing. And we're going to have to start doing that which is right, not that which is popular, if we're going to be the head and not the tail. And it ain't always easy being the head and not the tail. Because when you're in leadership, you always, the darts come at you. But with that said, there's so much more, there's so much greater that we can do, that we can build, that we can come to, if we stand for that which we know to do. Today is election day. Those of you who are listening, I know that a lot of you listen, don't call. Please, not only should you go vote, but you should tell the people around you to go vote. Pay attention to what's in front of you. I promise you, going forward, right now, there are more people that are running as independent. We will have them on. We will invite them on. I'll say it that way. We will invite them on. We will do a platform. We will put it on social media. We'll be here on WHKZ. You will be able to see them. You'll be able to call in and ask them questions for every ward coming up for the fall. I have their addresses in front of me. I plan on making sure that happens. I will not be remiss anymore about assuming that people know that Election Day is coming. But once I give you the information, then you have to act on it. Not only for the local races, but for the upcoming township races and the issues that are going to be on the ballot. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I am Tracy Winbush. My phone number here is 516-595-8258. I've enjoyed talking with you today. God bless you and have a wonderful afternoon. What do I need to do as for release is going to the general to have candidates on? For candidates you have to have a public file, so I have to invite both of them going forward. Correct. So. What do you guys have an internal form, or can I just send you copies of the letters? Okay. And then I'll email him. Okay, I'll email him about that, and then I'll see if I can sell him some advertising too. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. Man? Good, how are you?
All right. I was just going to tell you the show, so I was trying to figure out what was the topic.
Say that again.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
You broke up.
Oh, hello?
Hello, this is Tracy. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. Okay, hang in there. Bless. Yeah, I was wanting to know what was the topic about right now because I just caught it kind of late.
I'm sorry. I just went off. But I was talking about the passage of people in elections, how we as people are not paying attention to the world that's going on around us. We have an election today and nobody's voting.
Yes, we are.
And people are putting people in office and they're not getting – they're not understanding that the people that are there either don't have the aptitude or the passion for the people, and then you wonder why we get what we get.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's what we talked about today. But we'll be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Please, what's your name?
Wade.
Hey, Wade. I'm Tracy, and I'm the host.
Yeah. Okay,
and love to have you. I'll be back. I'm here every day from 11 to 12.
Oh, 11 to 12? Oh, okay. 11
to 12.
I
take that other 90 minutes or sometimes the other hour because sometimes it rolls over because I'm on terrestrial radio also.
Oh, okay. Terrestrial radio?
Right. So I'm on
that.
Terrestrial radio is like radio, WHKZ, you know, WYTV.
Oh.
So I'm on regular radio.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then I just patch in Blog Talk Radio, and that's where I bring my calls in. So when you talk, so when you're on with me, you can't say any bad words because I'm on FCC radio also.
Yeah. Oh, filter. Yeah.
Right. So I have to do it both, but I'm trying to make it to where we are all seamless, all the medium. So we're on Facebook Live, Blog Talk, and terrestrial radio at the same time.
Cause I just got into your show just recently. You know, because I was flicking through the radio, through the thing, and then and then I just clicked on it, and then just to hear, you know, the educational talk.
Well, I'm glad you did. So I'm Tracy, and I want please come back tomorrow. We get it. It's a little bit different.
Yeah,
it's like a barbershop.
Yeah, cover a variety of things.
Yeah. And we try to be as hard as possible. We try to keep it raw.
Yeah, I noticed that. Plain and simple. Yeah,
we try to keep it
raw.
I
see you be on the politics, though. I see you be with the government a lot. You be like on them a lot. Yeah,
have to be.
Because they ain't really doing too much of that.
That's because we're not doing it. It's not them. It's us. Remember, the Americans set up on a people system, on a representative system. The problem is we got cars. We got gasoline, but we don't know how to drive it.
Yeah.
And we don't understand.
Or it's a few, or a few know how to drive, but it's what we need more.
We won't tell you how to drive it. What I'm saying is, those of us that know how to drive the car, the problem is I'm not going to tell you how to drive it.
Yeah.
So I make sure the training wheels stay on. I never let you. I never give you enough information to where you can drive your own car. And that's what's wrong with the black community. They never give us enough information to drive our own car.
We have
everything that we need. We have everything that we need in our community. We have the money, we have the resources, we have the talent, but we have no idea how to drive the car.
Yeah, but even that, would say money. And it don't come back into the community. It goes out.
That's because we don't know how to drive the car. Because the people that are driving the car, When I tell you this, the people that are driving the car, they look like us. They just take us on a ride around the block, and we think we went somewhere. Somewhere like with our kids, when you want them to go to sleep, we drive around the block. They drive us around the block and then tell us we've been somewhere. That's how we have misrepresentation. That's correct. See, black lives matter.
Yeah.
But they really don't care if they matter or not.
Yeah, then also conscious, too. You got to be conscious, aware about stuff.
It ain't even about that. They don't want to change it. Because if they wanted to change it, then they would set up parameters to make sure black people have so much power that they could have where another black man dies at the gun of a officer if they chose to.
Yeah.
They just won't do it.
They just won't do it.
Because it's not feasible for them to do it because there's nothing in it for them.
I believe, though, sometimes, too, that, you know, some black officer, you know, be mad at the situation or be arguments with them inside the department.
Even if you get enough, even, but you got to know how to call.
Unjust because they ain't come on board for that. They came on board for another objective.
Listen, ain't nobody going out to chase a bullet. We train people to do that.
Yeah, government train people
to do that. Hey, listen, I gotta go. I thank you for calling. Be back tomorrow. God bless you. Where you live?
Okay, got you. All right, take care. Enjoy your afternoon.
All right, be blessed.
Mm.